Welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Superfan Ben.
Wait, what?
What? Whoa,
Superfan.
What?
What?
I decided to come down when I knew a Gobbledygooker figure was being made.
He was that excited that Superfan Ben has joined us in the studio. Amazing.
Who else we got?
Intern Rick.
Whoa, wait. Intern Rick.
I gotta be honest. Intern Rick is more of a surprise than Superfan Ben.
That is true.
Scotty Cash.
And you're Lord Killen. That's it.
And I'm not.
Oh,
and
I'm,
no.
I'm not. That's it.
How many times are you gonna do that?
He hasn't been
every
here
time
in a while.
Yeah.
That's his thing, dude.
Wait, like I was here 2 weeks ago when you weren't.
It's like it's well, true. Oh, I didn't true see it, so if I didn't see it, it didn't happen.
Hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Hmm.
Look, all I know is I don't watch videos that I'm not in. So
is that a knock at me?
Actually, it was more a knock at him, because that's what he said on that.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I don't watch videos I'm in, so that's even worse.
So what's everybody doing here? Like, there's a lot of us here, and I don't even know why.
We're just doing this
podcast. Well, you're my ride home. Scoom, that's the only reason why I'm here.
Scoom, scoom, scoom,
oh, we're dancing, apparently.
Sausage fest.
If I had my car, I wouldn't be here.
So what are you doing here, Superfan Ben? This is the first time you've been on the show.
Yeah. I'm also celebrating Shadow Weaver coming and
So you were so excited about the reveals at San Diego that you drove to Springfield, Illinois
to tell us
us about it.
Well, I had to listen to two Google episodes I haven't listened to yet.
Okay.
I figured, you know,
so the only way to do that,
episode 50 will get me
is
here
to drive to, okay, well
those episodes are so freaking long.
They are long.
That to listen to episode 52, he's going to have to walk from Boston to San Diego himself. So,
amazing. Which one's episode 52? So, the one that you two did.
What we really mean is we just listened to a lot of It Figures podcasts.
On the Pop Culture Network.
Those two.
But, you know, whatever.
Same difference.
Same guy.
Same
guy.
So San Diego, what happened? What did you guys see?
Nothing happened there, man.
Bunch of IDs.
No toys?
Nothing was going on. Hmm. It was the deadest, most boring thing I've ever seen in my life. Nobody showed up.
Really?
Most of the booths just didn't even bother coming. Like, there was just all these empty spaces.
There's a lot of AFKs, and there's no computers, and I thought it was really weird. And then there's, like, at least...
AFC.
AFKs?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a...
comedy.
No, don't try to figure it out. It's too long.
Don't hurt yourself.
A lot of disappointed fans I saw. They were doing tickets half off to 25%. They were down to like $5. Come on in. Nobody.
Wow.
There was a couple booths that would pay you to take their stuff.
Yeah, dude. Like Hasbro was just handing out their exclusives.
Yes.
Handing them out.
It totally just felt like Wizard.
And there was no lines whatsoever. It was actually a negative line.
Did any of you get anything?
But yeah, I mean, they just gave it all to us.
So what?
Nobody came.
What'd you get for free at the show since they were giving it away?
Everything.
I didn't want to take anything because, you know, if I figured if nobody else wanted it, why would I want it?
That's a good call.
I passed on everything.
So maybe we should talk about some news that we discovered. I'm sure everybody knows, but to recap for all those people who don't pay attention, like...
Scotty?
What? What just happened? I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, so...
All right, so what's the big news thing you want to talk about first?
Ooh, Lego. Let's talk about Lego.
All right, let's talk about Lego.
Lego, you know, being cool as they are, decided that DC and Marvel should...
What was that?
Sorry, man. He's rubbing his... on my armor.
Well, you can scoot in the chair. Next thing you know, you're going to be sitting on top of the
mic. Lego and... Lego has acquired the license for... DC and Marvel at the same time for the new superheroes line. Mm-hmm. Which, crazy. Yeah, have them both. I don't even know how that's even possible. They could have both at the same time.
That's conflict of interest.
You think Marvel or DC would be like, nah. But
I don't know, man. I almost think those days of competing with each other are kind of over.
I think they realize that it's Lego and that everybody's going to make a lot of money. So
That's true.
Well, isn't Mega Bloks doing Marvel right
now? Mega Bloks has had Marvel at least before.
Mega who? Yeah. Mega what?
Yeah, Mega Bloks. Exactly. Exactly.
Because Mega Bloks are poopy and Marvel's poopy.
But,
you know what? Here's what they're going to do, though. They're going to, the way Mega Bloks looks, they're going to put that style and look into the Bionicle. So there's a Bionicle superhero line
that looks
very similar to the Mega Bloks stuff. And the rest of the stuff are going to be in the minifigures, like regular scale, which is great. No longer do you have to buy those overpriced customs. You're actually going to get an Iron Man, a Hulk.
Yeah, the Hulk was cool. Captain America.
I was going to say he was sculpted bigger.
He didn't have a face yet.
And if for everybody who missed the Batman series, like me, you're going to be able to pick up Batman again and all those figures. Finally, re-released. So
Lego's had both of these properties at two different times before, right? Because they did the Spider-Man stuff as part of that movie line.
Kind of when the Spider-Man, I don't know if they even had a Marvel license, more or less that they had the movie license for that.
Because all they did was the Spider-Man movie stuff, but it was like those film sets, right? Like mm-hmm. they were set out to like, they were, the Lego figures were making the movie.
Yeah, it was like a, I think it was like a cinema line, and they were happened to be shooting Spider-Man at the same time the movie was releasing. So I don't know necessarily that was a Marvel line so much as it was the movie license.
Yeah, the Spider-Man movie license.
Because it didn't go beyond Spider-Man.
Right. And then with DC, they did the Batman line, of course, mm-hmm. which was a big line for them.
It was a huge line, and a lot of people, like, totally under... You know, no one thought it was going to be as big as it was until it left. And then all of a sudden, you know, all hell breaks loose, and that you can't even afford a Batman figure right now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So... Yay, so those are going to come out. Who knows? We don't have no idea what, you know, what we're going to get. We just know we're going to get all our favorite characters as they displayed at San Diego Comic-Con.
The only thing that sucks is that there are customs. So it's like we've already pretty much seen those figures.
Yeah, but the customs in comparison to these are cheap. The customs usually are like stickers on a body and cheap. I've seen some like nail polish paint, you know what I mean?
You bought some
that look like nail polish, for sure.
I have bought a lot of customs, and almost all of them are disappointing. And from the picture, they look amazing, but when you get them in your hand, you're like, oh my god. So thank God Lego will actually make a quality product, so yeah. I'm happy.
Sweet. Yay, so that's good news for anybody that's a Lego collector.
I'm excited for DC.
This guy loves Lego. People.
DC Little People?
Yeah. Did you see those?
I did not see
those.
No. I saw the Joker, I saw all the Batman.
What?
Yes, you see Little People.
You're going to buy those for your daughter?
For my daughter, in quotation.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that's what I meant.
When you said DC Little People, my first thought was like circus midgets? Like, what do you mean Little People? Oh, right, yeah. Little People.
Little People.
The bigger Little People now.
Is that appropriate?
Right, yeah. Actually, my daughter has a bunch of those, yeah. So.
So that was...
I can buy those for my, quote-unquote, my daughter. Yes.
Me too.
So that was the Lego thing it's pretty much the only thing they had going on. They had a bunch of displays out there.
Did you see anything secret and hidden this time?
Like, no, I looked. I'm all, you know what? The Lego booth this year was incredibly packed. It was way worse this year.
Yeah, what was that thing going on in the middle of it where they just had that pile of yellow bricks?
They decided to dump, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand Lego bricks in the middle of their booth.
Well, and they were all like this metallic yellow mm-hmm. color. They were like a shiny yellow. I didn't know exactly what they were doing.
And basically, people, you would just jump into this big pile and then you just build, you know, whatever. And then they would keep whatever the people built and then put them in display cases. And I think it might have been some kind of contest, but... who knows? There's so many kids just playing with them.
That's all it was. It was covered in kids, yeah. Like the whole week.
And then also, for some of the lucky people, every day they were doing two raffles a day, and if you pulled out a star ticket on the raffle, you won a carded, it's loosely carded, Green Lantern figure or a Batman figure. And I won a Green Lantern, and Scotty Cash won a Batman.
That's cool.
Where's your Batman? I want to see it.
What's that? My house right now.
Really?
And I put that Green Lantern in my bag, and when I got home, it was already like bent. the car.
This guy goes by a different nickname in San Diego. It's Scalpor.
Wow.
So I did it one time on the scalper?
Yes. Okay. So
would you rather be a BG?
When, I'm pretty sure you got to do something numerous times.
Well, no, if you're a BG,
entry level,
you sell it for like cheaper than,
than what you pay for. Right.
That's
this was free, so I'll give you $5 if you take this exclusive.
Because figure, in fact, money you is buy money.
It back as well.
In fact, what I bought today was that formerly BG's.
What?
What I bought today from the store was that formerly a BG.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Put it in the.
Yes, actually, yes.
Put that in the.
You have a BG original.
Hey, you should probably just get his number from Damien before you leave. I bet you can sell it to him.
Oh, yeah.
So should I have sold that for cheaper then?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how a BG.
How much?
Like a dollar.
How much did you pay for it?
Free.
Well, then you should have gave them money.
Oh, okay. Well, instead I sold it for $85 on eBay within like an hour and a half.
That's ridiculous. Lego people are crazy.
Yep.
And you hear me, Lego people? You're crazy.
And then 75 of
that's
it
too much
is
money
going
for
to
a 2-inch
Damien.
Figure.
You know what? That's
too much money for a
2-inch
figure.
That contest, if you had to go on eBay and buy it for like $80, that might be worth it because that thing was ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I waited in line for at least
You had to take a chance to pull a winning ticket. And you had to wait in the line for
that. I just don't see why anybody. But why would anybody need a Lego minifigure that bad? That's what I don't understand.
What if they only gave out?
Okay, I'm the same with any.
Okay, let's say there's
though,
Master of the Universe line, and they only gave out one Skeletor, and the only way you could win it is to pull these.
Okay, I would try for it, but I wouldn't go pay outrageous prices for it.
You wouldn't.
No,
but
it's like
you would. How much would you pay though? You wouldn't pay more than average. You'd pay 50, 60.
I might pay a little bit higher than normal for it.
So if you're willing to
pay
50, 60, you can almost justify paying 80.
No.
But these are the figures that are coming out later, right?
Yeah, but they were included on a custom card. And then on the back of the card, there was a contest that if you put this figure and take a picture of it in a scene or make a little animation, stop motion, whatever, you'd win a big prize packs. And so the prize packs would include... Yeah, so by winning this card, not only did you get this limited edition figure, but you also got the chance to enter a bigger contest.
That's right. That's right.
And yeah, in this big contest, there's a couple prizes. One of the mid-level prizes was you would win everything that Lego makes for the year.
Whoa.
Which
that's
is
crazy.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Everything?
See, you guys, I mean, apologies, as a matter of fact.
Why?
What if my guy wins?
Then you don't win.
Then that guy just bought a year's worth of stuff for $85.
I think it was...
Yeah, but you didn't win a year's worth of stuff.
Let me take that back. I don't think it's everything. I think it's everything from the superheroes line.
Oh, okay.
Which is still going to be a lot.
That's but no awesome. Ninja Go.
Look, I went to the con owing Mr. Killen here some money for paying for everything. So when I got it... Actually, you got a Green Lantern, and I'm like, what are you going to do with that? And you're like... Well, I bought it all myself. It depends on how much it's going for. So I look up Green Lantern on eBay, and I see there's a Batman going for a lot of money. So I'm like, I'm paying Damien off. So that's why that got sold.
What about the bag of Coke I gave you to give to Damien?
Oh, that got sold because I didn't want it.
Oh.
That's good. Reasonable.
Bag of Coca-Cola?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
Yes.
12 packs.
Oh. Oh.
New
Coke.
But on the back of this contest, the grand prize is a trip to Lego Studios in California, Legoland, and... some other place.
Oh, you don't get to go to Norway to their national headquarters
or
whatever?
So I'm looking at that, I'm like, I don't want that. I want all the Legos. You know, the grand prize is not the grand prize for me. I want the...
Can I trade? Can I trade down to the second prize?
Can I just get two first place prizes?
I don't know. Yeah. I think Lego people are still crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, but I was just happy to get something.
Yeah, I mean, that is cool. That's awesome that they hand out those freebies. I just think it's crazy because, like... I bet more than half the people standing in line to get those freebies had the idea just to turn around and make the money off
them. Oh, for sure. You
because
see how
Lego
on eBay.
People are so crazy, they're paying high prices. That's like, why wouldn't you do that?
Well, there was
a
guy, he was freaking out, wasn't he, Damon?
Mm-hmm.
Damon? That is not your name.
That's his name now.
But he is the place for ribs.
Whatever.
A guy gets out of line and walks over and starts cussing and getting, he's irate. Because the line hasn't effing moved, and he's been sitting in that line for at least an hour, and he's seen everybody else effing move, and the line wrapped around the Lego thing.
Yeah, it lapped us.
And then wrapped around again.
Like the Hasbro thing last year.
Yeah. The line was lapping.
There's people standing next to me, and I'm like, these people aren't in line. And I'm like, what are you guys in line for? And they're like, the same thing you are. And I was like, how are they doing this? But it's because it went all the way around us again. And I was like... Oh, that's crazy.
That's a big line.
That's San Diego for you.
But then the line...
Everything's a line. Huh? Everything's a line.
That wasn't that bad last year. The Lego line this year, there's so much more buzz on Lego this year that, especially with that announcement, that that booth was packed.
Yeah.
But great. If I would have got that Green Lantern, I would have kept it. I wanted that Green Lantern.
It's crazy. People just pay some high money for this. See, like, that's why I still don't have a statue King Grayskull figure. Or, you know, I will never try getting the Spirit King Grayskull figure. I just can't justify paying outrageous prices for a rare figure like that. Like, it'd be awesome to have it. I am not going to spring for it, though. Right. It's like, you
but
know, that's
even,
nuts.
Even so, even if, that's you, nuts. Even if you did, that's a 6-inch figure with a bunch of accessories when the Batman I sold for $85.
I know. That's what makes it even crazier. That 2 inches. Yeah, that's what makes it even crazier. Because I bet... Gosh, never mind.
Well, I think they said
we've made our point.
It's the card also that what makes the big difference.
Although the card is just a piece of paper with a like a 4x4 stud glued to the card, and then the figure just pressed to it. Yeah,
yeah. So he's not actually like packaged or anything. No, he's just like
he actually pops right off the card.
Yeah. I'm surprised people didn't just lose. I'm surprised you didn't just see any of those laying on the ground.
Killen lost Green Lantern's hair 2 or 3 times in his bag.
That's okay, though. You know, a Green Lantern figure is like, I'm keeping this, man. This is
I would have. I wanted the Green Lantern. I would have kept that. Yeah, I waited. Well, because Damian was taking pictures and stuff, and he's like, that's the line for the free figures. Go wait in line. And I was like, okay. So I went and waited in line, and how long were we waiting?
You got to read something?
Yeah.
I was waiting for like an hour, and then Damian comes and stands in line with me, and he wins.
Yeah, oh, he was mad.
I wasn't actually mad.
He was super mad.
Hey, that... That makes the mask less scary. That's all I know.
What are you talking about? People, this is a radio podcast. They can't see anything.
Instead of looking like Bozo the Clown.
Well, maybe they should watch the video version.
Yeah, and again, for all you people that are listening on the audio stream, you can go to YouTube and watch the video version of this podcast.
Video exclusive!
Which will include bonus materials shot during commercial breaks.
Which includes Dirt's crazy mask that he...
This was a birthday gift from Killen, actually.
Woo!
So... It freaks my wife out, but my kids think it's funny looking. So, if you want to see what freaks out my wife, but my kids think it's funny, check us out on YouTube.
The tubes.
It's definitely inappropriate either way.
Check us out on the tubes.
So that goes for Lego, and I don't know, I guess you want to talk about Mattel?
Yeah, so...
Before, after commercial.
Mattel, where are we at here?
It doesn't matter, we don't have anything else. 16
minutes, come on, yeah.
All right, we're 16 minutes, we're good. So,
I'm done with this. I'm going to go home.
Well, Mattel had, like, a couple different panels, but I tried going to the WWE panel. Me and Scott both did, and we didn't get in, like,
apparently
15
people. Missed the
And then we missed, like, the cool, the coolest thing that happened at the show, because CM Punk broke in and did all that cool stuff, so I missed that, and I was really mad. But then we got to the Matty Palooza panel, because we sat through two other panels to get to it, so that was fun. We hung out through Jay Anime.
That was terrible, and then and then I try to stay awake through the Watchmen guy.
What's his name?
Dave Gibbons.
It's Jay Manga. And the thing Jay about Manga. It, that's the right. thing about it is,
whatever.
The panel was same almost thing. Entirely terrible. In Japanese.
Terrible.
Yeah. So
it was terrible.
But you didn't have to listen to Archie for an hour?
No, I didn't.
I'd rather listen to Archie.
Time.
Really?
No, are you serious?
This one was fine because you know what happens at the end? They had a contest and they gave away an iPad.
Yeah, they just gave somebody
like an iPad too.
Yeah.
But we didn't have any tickets, so how was that good?
Well, we should have got in early. I don't know.
No.
So we sat through the half of that. We sat through Dave Gibbons' little one-on-one thing, which was, it was
cool,
it was interesting, but there were times that it kind of dragged on a little bit.
The style he did it was, he gets up there and he goes, you know, if you've ever seen me, then I've told my life story numerous times. And if it's okay with you guys, I don't want to tell it again. So what I'm going to do is... I brought this address book, so I'm just going to pick people in the audience, and you guys shout out a letter, and then I'll look it up in my book, and I'll tell you a story that I have, you know, in contact with this, under this letter. So somebody would be like, B, and he'd, you know, Bozo the Clown, in 1987, but yeah, it got a little extreme when one of the stories would take like 20 minutes.
And for all
I kept waking up like I was falling, like, oh, whoa, where?
And for you guys who don't know who Jake Gibbons is...
Dave Gibbons.
See, I don't even know that.
Apparently.
He was the artist on The Watchmen.
He's the brother of Mike Baboon.
What did I say? Jay?
You said Jay.
Yeah.
It's Dave.
Dave Gibbons.
Could you tell if anyone was there for
He's super.
There were a lot, actually. It was probably about half. Half that room was waiting for the Maddie panel. The other half was very interesting.
Have you ever heard of The Watchmen?
So yeah,
that whole movie thing based off a comic. He's the guy who drew the.
And I really liked The Watchmen and everything, so it was kind of cool listening to him, especially when he talked about that stuff.
Mm. He talked. It was a lot of technical.
He purposely avoided stuff like that though, because he probably talks about that all the time. You know, so he tried to talk about other things besides that, but.
Yeah, he did a lot of technical writing information.
drawing and stuff like that. So we saw our way through that, and then finally the Maddie Palooza panel starts. And I still don't understand why the Maddie Palooza panel tries to squeeze in every Mattel property into one show, especially when there's already a dedicated panel just for WWE and a dedicated panel for DC Universe. I don't know why they reiterate the WWE and DC stuff in this panel.
For people like me and you that wait in line and don't get in.
I guess, but it felt like they were just completely, because they only had 50 minutes to go through all four of these brands, so they flew through it.
Well, yeah, I think the Maddie Palooza is basically a large commercial. You know how Mattel does it. Yeah. This is a commercial for what you're going to be buying from them, author.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, of course, this is going to include all those. It doesn't include everything from Mattel. It just includes all the things that will be sold on MaddieCollector.com.
Yeah, so they went through some WWE stuff for a little bit, which I don't actually remember right now.
There was a couple things looked really cool.
Well,
the new Legends.
You get to vote online. Legend and Miss Elizabeth for the first time.
That's right, Miss Elizabeth. Yeah.
But who cares?
Hey.
I bet a lot of people care.
And how the Legends are going to be online only.
Right? Online only.
Yep, online only.
They will be squeezing some of them in the Elite Collection, though, like Papa Shango and Retro King.
Oh, you know what I don't want? A Papa Shango. And then I had Farouk. Yeah. Farouk was on the list of, Farouk?
They had Magnum TA you could vote for. Why would anyone want that?
Magnum TA.
I want One Man Gang.
I think he was on the list.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Danny or maybe Killen said One Man Gang.
I can't wait for that gobbledygooker figure.
Gobbledygooker figure is the greatest reveal
That's a must buy.
That's ridiculous.
They didn't even reveal it. It was just in the case.
By himself. That was the best part.
I would buy 10.
10 gobbledygookers?
Every
that's a little extreme.
Of my family will have one.
Oh, okay.
Can I have one?
Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Not even for Christmas, just Thanksgiving. Why is there a present on my chair?
It's going in the Hummel cabinet. It's going everywhere.
No, but he'll give it to him in an egg.
No homo.
So they can try to guess what it is.
Oh, the egg, yeah.
And then the egg will crack it open.
You better come with the egg.
And then the toy will come out, and his whole family will be like, wait, what the hell is this?
Yeah,
and it'll be just like when Gobbledygooker made his debut.
Exactly, same thing.
Trying to put him over and nothing.
You can recreate it. Recreate that.
Mean Gene will walk into your house. Look, it's the Gobbledygooker figure. Oh, look at this. This is the greatest day.
Is it going to mean absolutely nothing like it did back then?
Yep.
I can't wait. I'm buying it.
Hector Guerrero's career.
I'm buying it. Hector Guerrero. Poor Hector Guerrero.
Whoever that is.
Where's me and Junior on these days?
It's Eddie's uncle.
Oh, is that the guy that helped with Watchmen?
Yes, that was him.
I think he still does Spanish commentary for TNA. Yeah,
is Mean Gene dead?
No,
he's not.
We should hire him. He should be our interviewer.
He runs a restaurant. Have you ever been to Mean Gene's restaurant?
No, the micro machine guy.
It's the burger that says "bite me."
Did you hear that?
I heard that.
The micro machine guy?
Yeah, I read it on the internet.
He's dead.
Read on the internet.
I don't know if you guys have heard though. Also, this is serious.
He was killed by Mean Gene.
Michael Jackson actually just passed away.
What? Yes.
No.
Unbelievable. That's
you know that guy with the glove.
Was he dating Russell Brand?
I don't know.
No. That's what I heard.
Russell Brand. You mean Russell Crowe?
Yes, Russell Crowe.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Michael Jackson, Russell Crowe.
Oh, isn't he that dude that started that Jessica Simpson curse thing with the sports teams?
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know what we're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
He loves sports. He was Gene Siskel's partner that reviewed movies on TV.
This is out of control, man. Why is that guy gone?
Go to sleep.
So they did the WWE stuff. Ghostbusters, they revealed Viggo.
That was the only figure that Ghostbusters people cared about.
No, there was two, because they also revealed
the ghosts.
Dana.
Oh, Dana, that was even awesome, and I don't care about those.
So the Viggo looks awesome, because he comes with a lenticular version of the painting. So one way it's him in the painting, one way he's not in the painting, and the third way it's the four Ghostbusters.
Holding the baby?
Holding the baby.
I thought, was it on the opposite side? Was the painting?
I think they said it was lenticular, so it just changes.
I think his painting is lenticular, but the painting of them guys...
is on the back.
Is on the back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
That would actually work better, actually, if it's like that. But that's awesome. I thought that was great.
We're finally
getting Viggo. People have been begging for Viggo since the line started.
I want a baby Oscar.
You mean Triple H?
Yes, Triple H. Looks just like him, doesn't it? He runs WWE now.
Vigo runs WWE?
Yeah, it's the great chaos.
He's the great Vigo.
So,
Monday Night Carpathia.
Him, and then, the Dana they revealed. And the Dana's awesome because it's,
Migo.
It's Dana as, It's Dana as, Zool. And yeah, she's got the.
Oh, so it's the slutty Dana.
Yeah, so she's the slutty Dana. She's wearing like the dress that's all like, you know, sexified and everything. And she actually comes with like this stone podium, and she's got interchangeable waist, so you can put it on where she's laying up on the podium, and then you can change it off and put it out so she's a regular action.
Oh, yeah, that's totally not who I thought you were talking about.
So, what?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the Migo, the chick with the glasses.
Janine.
They didn't announce Janine for the actual line. They announced it for retroaction.
Oh, I'm just talking in general what people are happy about.
Oh, okay. So
the ghosts. People love the ghosts.
Yeah, some of the ghosts were cool because, like, Ready to Believe You, Egon. I don't remember which one. They're doing a Slime Blower Ray, and then they're doing Ready to Believe You, Egon, and Peter. And they're, like, one of them comes with, like, the taxi cab ghost, so, like, that zombie thing
which
that's
is
driving
sweet.
The cab.
Which is sweet.
So at least they're doing cool stuff like that. And then they also announced the finalization to their retroaction line. Because remember, Mattel's done with retroaction. So they're finishing up the Ghostbusters retroaction by doing Janine wearing the Ghostbusters outfit from the cartoon and Sam Hain, which is the Halloween ghost nice, pumpkin head. And they come in a two-pack with this big cardboard diorama so that you can fold it out and stand all your retroaction Ghostbusters.
So what's the diorama?
The station. It stacks on top of each other.
Yeah. And that's, I believe that one is a Toys R Us exclusive.
Which is still awesome. So, because she comes in like the bright pink or bright
orange.
Yeah,
it's orange. It's pink or yellow, I don't remember. But
pink with blue, I think, actually.
So it looks great. And I'm going to have to get that because I've got the four Ghostbusters. Right. So I'm going to round that out. So Ghostbusters stuff, there actually was some mild reaction for. Oh, except they unveiled that the exclusive for the subscription is the Rookie from the video game and the
Cricket.
Room,
cricket.
Yeah,
cricket.
Nobody cared at all that was the exclusive. Like, don't hear the booze on YouTube. Yeah, there were a few boos. Nobody cared.
Yeah, everybody was clapping for everything, and then that was announced.
Decent
was like,
idea for a figure, but there's so many things from the
not
movies.
For an exclusive.
Yeah, there's so many things from the movies they still need to make before making the random avatar that you are in the video game. You know, you like.
Yeah, she was so excited to be like the Rookie.
And you know what that figure is? That figure should be like a free figure. With a video game part two or something, you know, that's
right,
not.
Yeah,
that isn't an exclusive.
That should be a GameStop.
That is not. Yeah,
I mean, does anybody even care?
That doesn't.
Oh, I care.
Yeah, that doesn't secure sales for that subscription at all. Like, who's going to be like, I have to subscribe to get the Rookie? Yeah, not me.
You know what's going to happen now? No one wants that figure. So in 5 years, that thing is going to be gold. Hey, we got that Rookie. Yeah, I got it. $300. Yeah, I'll pay that.
Probably.
Like it's dirt with crap.
Lego guys be like, Did you make a rookie Lego?
Yeah, Scott sold it.
The one I'm waiting for, this is the one that I will definitely, like, I'll probably buy multiples of, is Winston Zeddemore with the suit, like, half off, just wearing, like, the dirty t-shirt with the cigarette hanging
out of his mouth.
As soon as they make that one, I'm in.
What about the one where he's, the train drives through him and his hair's sticking up and he's going, oh! That's the one you need.
Are they going to make those?
If there's a paycheck in
And they probably will. How many other variants have they made of the Ghostbusters?
And then they'll probably do Peter. Like, Peter didn't even do that. We needed a Peter doing that, though.
Here they are at the baseball game.
They've already overdone Peter more than any of them. He's got, like, four or five figures out already, so.
I want ESP Peter.
ESP
great.
Peter? Yeah. I mean, like, his talk show or whatever?
Yeah.
Or
the one with the cards? At the,
yeah, that, I was going to say, the two college kids getting shocks. There's,
yeah,
like, the pretty girl and the guy with the messed up hair.
Yeah. The guy gets him right every time, and he shocks him. I love that movie. Yeah. All right, so DC Universe Classics, they went over next, and this is where they made the announcement that Wave 20 is the last wave.
I booed.
So no more DC Universe at retail, and now what they're going to try doing is an online subscription, like everything else.
I booed again.
But they aren't even sure if they're going to get to do it, because it totally depends on how many people order the subscription. So...
Well, you know, what would certainly cement those orders is what the exclusive would be. So as long as I know what the exclusive is for my subscription, then I might lock it in. So what's the exclusive for that subscription?
It's they don't even know what the exclusive is going to be yet. It's a fan vote. They're allowing fans to go on the Maddie Collector and vote out of, I think it was like four different characters or something like
Metron.
That. Yeah, Metron was one of them. I don't remember who else it was.
Black Lantern, Swamp Thing.
Oh, Black Lantern, Swamp Thing.
Which
was
everybody was like... Oh, so he's going to win.
Yeah. For sure he's going to win.
Which is silly, because they're just going to friggin' repaint the exclusive.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's going to be dumb. Yeah, so I don't know. There you go. That's
what are the other two?
Yeah, it looks like they decided like the night before.
Heard of.
Hey, let's do a subscription.
Oh, the wolf guy, Sasquatch guy. He was that. He was one of them, right?
Yeah, it was. I don't remember his name though.
Not the one that was.
I am not
Shadow.
A DC Comics reader, so I don't know
the
a lot
wolf
of these guy guys.
Sasquatch.
Yeah, no, wolf, yeah, like wolf guy Sasquatch.
He's a giant Sasquatch.
Wolf smush.
No, not the one that eats all the beef jerky.
I was going to say, were the Jack Links guy messing with him?
No, not the guys that, not the ones that eat the code.
The subscription's called Club Infinite Earths.
Oh, you got to get that.
That is pretty sweet.
You got to get that.
They have no idea what they're doing with that.
But it makes me wonder, like, if this is the end.
Somebody's getting fired over this, I'm sure.
They did say they're making larger figures still, right?
Yeah, well, because what they're doing is, that's their plan with the subscription, is to kind of do the same thing as Masters, because they basically said that they're kind of at a point where they're out of ideas for waves, they're out of ideas for build-a-figures, so what they're going to start doing is the subscription where, you know, you go 3 months as regular-size figures, then the quarterly you get one larger figure that would be a build-a-figure if it was a store wave, but
like
here
Doomsday.
It's just... Yeah, so it's...
That's a 2-1, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the same as... It's the same as Masters, basically. It's like regular figure, larger figure. So I guess they're going to try to run with this for a while if enough people actually subscribe to it.
Well, they're not... I don't think they're going to, because I think... I mean...
I don't know what's going to happen if people don't subscribe to it.
Well, it's going to be done.
I think DC will just be over.
Wave 20 is probably going to be it. They might do 1 year worth, because just to see what happens. But literally, they've made everyone.
I think that's the problem.
They're
at a point where they've made everybody, and they haven't made Poison Ivy yet. You were totally right.
And this is what I was going to say was... Now they have to plug all those figures in that people want, like the Bizarro Super Friends that I want, or the Poison Ivy. But no one,
I would love a Poison Ivy.
No one's going to want all of those figures together because they're a bunch of plug-in figures that people
that.
Went, hey, I want that.
I guess they got that Batman line.
I mean, make a bunch of two packs.
A part of the biggest problem though is that DC already has all that DC Direct stuff. So I mean, if you desperately want one of those characters, it already exists in two or three figures already.
I like the Mattel one so much better than the DC Direct.
Well, yeah, they are better figures, but at the same time, a lot of times you look at them and it's like, oh, cool, they're doing Green Lantern, but I've got six of them in
six
inch
Green
scale
Lanterns.
Already.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. There's a ton of them out there. What are you reading, Kellen?
Porno.
And then what, Dan? Then what was after DC?
Then it was time for Masters of the
Universe. Oh, yeah.
And this is the part where the entire room actually erupted in applause and woke up. Because they were doing that all the way through everything else. And then Masters hit.
No, they were pretty excited for Voltron.
Oh, that's right. They went through Voltron first. Voltron, and Voltron, Voltron, I think, got more reaction than DC did. So
oh,
I
no
know
doubt.
For sure.
No doubt.
People are excited about the
they
Voltron
better
stuff
be.
Coming.
Well, they didn't even show anything for DC that I was like, ooh, you know what I mean?
And so, well, it seems kind of scary for DC Universe. It seems
they did
like
show the Legion 12 or 13 pack,
which
is awesome.
They showed that last year at Matty Palooza, too. So this is the second year in a row they've shown that 12 pack.
Yeah, how much is that going to cost?
$1,000.
That's gonna be way too
expensive. Actually, no. I looked it on there. I think it was only like 50. That's a lie. I just totally lied.
No, they told. We talked to somebody. And told us that
160.
It was one. Yeah, it was one something.
149.
It's gonna be expensive.
I mean,
it's 12 figures.
Like
yeah,
and a big box. And it comes with the little gold
ring.
The ring
and the little flight ring. Guy.
Yeah, the flight. Yeah.
And then it came. It's actually 13 figures because one of the spots is
Invisible
Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And there's nothing. Wait, nice.
So we're gonna have to. One of us is gonna have to review.
I'll review Invisible Boy.
So there goes Mattel pulling another.
Wonder Woman Invisible Jet. Yep.
No, it's not.
Scandalous.
Yeah, so they went over the Voltron stuff, which all looks really, really cool. I was very impressed with it. So they're doing Club Lion Force with this, and the way this one's going to work is they're staggering it with Lion figure, Lion figure, Lion figure, all the way through the year. So once you're at the end of the year, you've got all five Lions, all five Pilots. You can build this 2-foot-tall Voltron, which is the biggest. The pictures and the video we've got of this don't do it justice at all. Because when I actually walked in and saw that thing in the case, I couldn't believe how gigantic it was.
I went in my pants.
Yeah, if any of you out there have...
I believe it. Makes sense.
If any of you out there got the Stay Puft from San Diego, this thing towers over that Stay Puft. And that's crazy, because that Stay Puft is huge.
Well, there's a picture of me next to it.
Yeah,
and you can still see.
Even in that picture, you still can't.
So did they tell you that 1 month it would be a figure and the next month it would be a lion?
Yes.
Well, I don't think it is, because when I went and actually looked at the subscription,
the first month says 2 to 3 months, you will get another
first
release.
Month, yeah, the first month is the Red Lion and Lance. So I think they're shipping them at the same time.
So
that's good. No, that's good, because I would much rather pay... You're going to save a little bit on
charge.
Shipping.
Yeah, that's true.
But the lines also are at different prices.
Yeah, so the
black
of the figures,
lines,
of course,
because
it's bigger.
Yeah,
right.
Each of the figures are $15. Right. And they're 3 3/4 inches. They got interchangeable heads. So, like, one head actually looks just like they did in the cartoon with
that's a video exclusive. Don't tell them.
Okay. So the figures have interchangeable heads. One of the heads looks like they did in the cartoon with, like, the crazy anime hairstyles, the mullets and everything.
Oh, I loved that pitch, yeah. Dude.
Other head has got the helmets, so now we don't have to worry about the helmets, like, looking stupid.
And I was going to say, looking really goofy.
Yeah, because they were talking about putting a hole in their head and putting a peg in the helmet, and everybody's like, no, we don't want a hole in the head, we freak out!
and then the lions...
I'm not cool.
The lions, I think it's like the two arm lions are $35, the two leg lions are $40, and then yes. The black lion is $50. And the black lion also includes the blazing sword and the shield with him, so when you get that, you'll be able to complete everything.
Each of the figures come with
a piece of a electrified blazing sword. So when you get all of them, you get to connect that, and you've got this blazing sword that's got, like, lightning coming off of it and everything.
Which,
so
if you go to my Facebook profile, it puts those, you know, pictures from your gallery, like the four or five pictures across the top. Well, mine are sections of that formed blazing sword making the the strip across the top.
That's lame. Okay. You need to get over yourself.
Wow. I'm getting over Voltron.
So there's Voltron.
Sucka! It's all about the lions!
Get on his level.
Hey, why didn't you respond to the emails I sent you right away? There's no way you've seen those pictures.
What? Yeah, I did.
No, as soon as I got there, I took pictures. So.
Right, and I replied with, this is old news. It's already posted on that toy site.
I took a picture of the 23-inch figure that no one else seen. I sent it to you. And I got nothing. I figured you'd be like, you're my hero! I got nothing from you.
Because you sent it at the same time Dan called and said, go to Mattel's website right now! They accidentally leaked the information about Club Lion Force.
That was 24 hours later.
Left. Yeah.
Get on my level.
So
then I didn't get it from you.
So
you didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
Well, then they announced that the club exclusive.
I don't have a phone.
I emailed it to you. You have a computer.
I don't have a computer. No.
Oh.
I don't touch computers. I'm afraid of technology.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So the club exclusive is Sven, which is awesome.
Yes.
So excited about that.
Although I wish there was a dead variant.
And he's not dead now though.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
So when they announced Sven, the room was super happy. That was awesome.
Couple people called that though.
Yeah,
I was kind of hoping for a King Alphor, but
no way.
Whatever. Like a ghost, a spirit King. Well, that would be
like
awesome.
A regular one, and then you drop him in hot water, and he turns clear,
translucent or something. I'm kind of wondering what they're going to do in year two, since they're giving us all of I hope year two is just straight bad guys and a giant row beast. I don't know if that would work.
No way.
No vehicle Voltron. Get that out of here. Get that out of here.
Hey, dude. They got mad at me when we started booing.
Yeah,
because somebody we like vehicle Voltron.
One of the Q&A. Questions was if they were going to do Vehicle Voltron, and Scott just booed super loud as soon as they did it. And then the rest of the room was just shocked that he booed.
I want Voltron 2 with the three arms! Give me Voltron 2!
Vehicle Voltron!
Well, then that dude was at Hennessy's that night, and he was just like, I just smelled Vehicle Voltron, somebody booed me really loud.
Oh, you said that?
I was like, yeah, that was that guy over there. And he's like, what? Why? Well, I don't understand! That's the one I had as a kid. So
is that after I flipped that
I felt you? Bad for that guy, but I was just like, look, I don't like Vehicle Voltron either.
Oh, the guy that asked the question.
Yeah, the guy that asked the question.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy that was in the panel.
No. He was one of the guys that asked the question. He was a cool guy. He was just like, I was just wondering because I had Vehicle Voltron as a kid, but.
It was my favorite toy. Oh, you had Down syndrome.
I was like, yeah, I got bogus.
Oh, can you not say Down
syndrome?
Wow.
Look at my God.
If Vehicle Voltron is your favorite, dude, you were dropped when you were little.
Wow.
I'm just saying. That's a TNT exclusive. You know, wait.
Here's the problem, Scotty. The problem is that you're correct, but you're not supposed to say that in public.
Oh.
See, that's one of those things you're supposed to keep to yourself.
Is this TNT?
We don't do that.
Yeah, it is not. Oh my God.
Earmuffs. Everybody listening, earmuffs.
It is TNTS exclusive.
So Dan just made a mental note of where we're at.
Yeah. Where do I need to edit this?
No!
Okay, 37 minutes in. Got
actually,
it.
Yeah, do that. I don't want to be that guy. I'm like, Scotty, you're rude.
I'm not editing the YouTube version because.
That's exclusive for the video, right?
So, okay. So here we go. We got past Voltron. That
people
was exciting.
People who comment on YouTube have Down syndrome.
Oh, what you do that? You comment all the time.
What are you talking about? That's not me.
Oh,
I don't have a YouTube account. I hate computers.
Bad.
Remember?
Is that why novelty doesn't have a face?
I don't like technology.
What? Oh my God! This is
called you out.
What are we doing?
Here. Okay. And then they showed off He-Man. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. So, Masters of the Universe was next. Finally, okay, we get through all.
Do we get Thunder Punch He-Man with caps?
Comes with a cap, but they don't actually work.
Oh, bogus.
Yeah, so they announced all kinds of crazy stuff.
Bogus.
So I'm sure.
Is it Manny Face's head turn?
Yes.
Yeah, that's an action feature. Yes,
no, it's not. But it doesn't. It feature. Doesn't hinder his articulation.
Also, the
Thunder Punch wouldn't hinder his articulation.
Yes, it would. You wouldn't be able to put ab crunch in there.
Sure, you could.
No.
Yeah, you could.
How would you do that? What, anyway, Dan, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Wind Raider's got an action feature too.
Oh,
it doesn't hinder its articulation. Oh,
shoots a missile.
Doesn't Clawful?
They actually called that. They called that the first official action feature of the line, the Wind Raider's missile. For some reason, they don't count Clawful's claw snapping or Manny Face's head turning.
Said it only counts as an action feature if it hinders their mobility, articulation, stuff like that, and none of that does that.
Yeah. It's debatable. Anyways,
debatable.
It's not debatable. They said it out loud.
I wasn't there, so it's debatable.
Okay. Well, Dan, you've seen it, though. You said if you see it, it's true. You've seen it.
I did see it.
There you go.
But you didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it.
But he didn't
yes,
hear it.
Yes, he did.
I went through the entire panel. It was weird. I didn't want to say
it. He-Man. Who cares about He-Man?
So the Masters of the Universe panel was pretty exciting. What is going on?
He keeps touching me, my Dean.
Jeez.
Homo. No homo.
I can't.
This guy's just driving.
Okay,
my God, dude.
Can we just start
Everybody's
going
to hate you, man.
What is wrong with that Sky guy? He just hates everybody.
I said no.
So, Masters of the Universe, they revealed all kinds of crazy stuff. It was kind of exciting, actually. So they announced the Filmation rights. Yay! We all knew that was coming, but it's official now. They got the Filmation rights, but on top of that, they also got the Jetlag rights, which is the company that did the New Adventures of He-Man cartoon. They got the rights to all the old Golden books, all the old comic books.
Yeah, so who cares? Did they get the rights to Forza T or not?
Well, that's technically not theirs.
We'll see. Who cares?
They pretty much own everything now.
That's like the Mexican bootleg.
Yeah, that's
who cares about that?
Because they look awesome.
They do look
awesome.
No! They're awesome. So they own, they now have the rights to everything except the live action movie. That's the only thing they still don't have the rights to.
Or the Power Tour. Or they do own it.
They do have the rights to the Power Tour.
Never mind, Songster.
Yeah, they already said I can do
Songster.
I
want a Songster,
dude. Yeah, Songster.
They're not going to make him for a long time.
I don't know, man.
I wonder if is he on the list? Did we even ask him that?
I didn't even talk
about it. No, anything that they own is on the list.
Yeah, he said in this panel that they now have this line down on paper to the year 2020 or 2021 or something.
Well, no,
like
because now they have to alter it because they got Filmation.
Yep, so they've already got a map of, like, everything they want to produce written down. He says that's not a guarantee, but they've got it on paper through the year 2021. So,
this they did a Masters of the Universe musical?
Yes.
Oh.
Superfan Ben's
actually is it called Coming Out of Our Shells or something?
Yes, Coming Out of Our Shells. That is exactly what it's called.
It's actually called Coming Out of the
He-Man
Castle.
Coming Out of the Shell.
We need a full copy of the Power Tour.
It doesn't exist.
I want to see the full thing. I've only seen those clips on YouTube.
It doesn't exist.
I've never seen the full thing.
Superfan Ben was supposed to email him and, like threatening me.
I found it because of you guys. And
yeah.
I sent it to
me
everyone.
Me and Killen found
I've
it.
I've never known in my life, and they loved it.
It's amazing, dude. Oh, my God.
I need the full version, though, because the story is so...
I think I got the hang of this. Remember when it's, like, broken up into, like, parts that don't even match up?
It's like 1-4, 2-3-5.
Yeah, and they don't go together at all. It's just like,
why is He-Man dead?
All I know is, do you remember when Hordak was controlling everything?
Why do you don't ruin it for everybody, dude.
Is that a spoiler?
Yeah.
God.
You need to edit that out, too.
Songster.
So Songster is actually kind of like the sorceress. He's just in charge of everything. He just controls it all.
He's just the storyteller, dude. He tells the Eternian stories.
Damien's kind of like the Songster.
He says, "Welcome to my universe, masters of the universe." He rhymes universe with universe. He's very...
Wow, that's talent.
Very
he's
a lyrical
genius.
Genius.
Yeah,
he's a lyrical genius.
He was doing that before, you know, Tupac got big.
I remember that.
I like to drive a hearse when I talk about Masters of the Universe. See, how hard is that? That was on top of my head. Top of my head.
That was better than Songster's version. Good job. Never.
Rob Bass, you're wrong. Songster sucks.
Look, Songster's awesome, but you know who's... Rob Bass's favorite Masters of the Universe character is Orko.
Really?
Yeah, totally. It's totally his favorite character. He loves
Orko. I heard
Orko.
That.
He loves Orko. So make sure you tell everybody how much Rob Bass
loves
Orko.
He had that t-shirt that said, "My name's Rob Bass and I love Orko."
Yep. Loves Orko. Everybody tell everybody how much Rob Bass loves Orko.
Oh, can I tell Rob that I passed through Pawpaw, Illinois on the way here?
Where did you pass through on the way here?
39 South.
What was the name of it?
Pawpaw.
Pawpaw, Illinois, what?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Pawpaw McFurry Pants.
Pawpaw McFurry Pants.
Oh.
That's amazing. I didn't even know there was a Pawpaw, Illinois.
Yeah.
Well, now we gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta
road
go.
Trip.
There's nothing there.
Where is King Fur McFurry Pants? Can we speak with him, please?
What? Well, are you gonna pay for that gas or yeah. not?
Where's King McFurry Pants?
What if they're like, how you know about that? And they're like, took you in the back room, and it was Rob Bass.
Bring out the gimp.
Wait a minute, who's the gimp?
You are.
Whoa.
Oh.
All right, so they got the Filmation right. So the first Filmation figure they announced, of course, was Shadow Weaver, which has been like the most fan-demanded figure forever now. But they also announced that she is going to be the exclusive for ordering the subscription. People are not happy about it.
Hey, but you heard that first here about 3 weeks ago when I called it.
So the reason that they're doing that, according to Scott Neilich, is that they kind
Scott
of...
Scott Neilich?
Yes, same guy.
Scott Neilich?
They required the Filmation rights kind of like, you know, last minute. And I think what helped them get the Filmation rights was their thing with Voltron. Because Classic Media also owned Voltron, and when they hooked up with Voltron, it was just like, bam, done deal.
I sent them an email.
So, oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
job.
I sent them an
Are
email.
Are you okay,
well
Dad?
Well yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. You're welcome. I was like, hey, Filmation, do it. And they said, okay,
good
cool.
call. We
yeah.
will. Yeah, good call. We didn't even think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what? That's a crazy idea.
So,
give me a ham sandwich.
So they got the Filmation rights kind of last minute, and they knew that they wanted to get Shadow Weaver out there as the first Filmation character because people wanted her so bad. But they already had the beginning of the 2012 slotted, including the bonus, exclusive figure for the
which was going to be Disco Skeletor. So now I got to wait another year.
He wouldn't tell me what it was.
It was
Disco
Skeletor.
He says that the figure that was going to be the exclusive has now been slotted as a regular figure at the very end of the year.
I believe to be a lie.
So what they did, he says what they did is they put Shadow Weaver in the exclusive slot so that they could get a Filmation character out there right at the beginning of the year. That's what Scott says. Now, on the other hand, you can also look at this and see Mattel's business side of this, because what's the best way to secure subscriptions? Give everybody a figure that they want really, really bad.
That's right.
There you go, man. And so I know that makes people mad, but... Man, is that a smart move on Mattel's part. I got to be perfectly honest. They know what they're doing there.
What I was hoping for was like some kind of like rookie figure or something that no one cared about. I would have loved that.
was there a rookie in the He-Man video game?
Yeah. Yeah. That's who you were in the video game.
It would have been a cook for He-Man.
I need that cook.
It's the just cook. It's a dark colored figure, and you open it, and then all of a sudden it's just a little piece of mirror that says, "You have the power." I'm like, oh no, you did!
I want it.
A Topanga.
Mirror, a package with a mirror in it.
Topanga,
you have the power.
How would you review that, Dan?
I'd be mad.
Stare at myself.
It's comparison time. I give.
Just stand me next to it. It's not even work because it's not even reflective.
I don't even get it.
What else did they even announce for He-Man? A bunch of other stuff. Whatever.
Thunder Punch. For sure. I was super excited.
Yeah, are Underoos coming back?
Thunder Punch will include the first mini-comic.
Yes, mini-comics.
That we got.
Mini-comics
that
are coming
we actually
back.
Got.
From Dark Horse.
From Dark Horse.
Which I'll suck.
Drawn by Tim Seeley.
Mm-hmm.
Written by Scott Neilich.
No. Story by.
Story by Scott Neilich. Written by somebody else.
Wrote it.
Lettered it or whatever. But
No. Wrote it, and then somebody else lettered it.
And the story is going to be mostly based off of those bios, I think. But I think the really cool thing about this is...
Read the bios.
This actually is picking up from the original Powers of Grayskull mini-comics from the 80s. The first Powers of Grayskull comic was the last comic that ever got produced, and we never got parts 2 or 3. So what they're doing is they're finally giving us the rest of this.
Are they going to reprint one? Because otherwise I'll be lost.
No, I got it, though. I'll let you know.
The one that's coming with Thunder Punch He-Man is a retelling of that first comic.
Oh, see, there you go.
And then... 2 and 3 will finish that story finally. So.
How big are
they? The one we have is in a retelling.
They're about. Yeah, he said it was.
I thought it was part two because it's not the same thing.
He says it's a retelling of that first comic.
Well, he jacked it all up.
It's about, for everybody who's watching a camera, it's about this tall.
Huh?
It's a little bit bigger. It's a little bit bigger than the original mini comics. Yeah, about that wide. A little bit bigger than the original mini comics, but much smaller than an actual comic book.
Right.
It's.
You sure you're not confusing it with a turtle comic? Because I didn't think it was. I thought it was about a little bit, just tad bit bigger.
It's bigger than the original mini comics. It's not as big as that turtle comic we got, but it's
also an exclusive comic.
Which mine got all bent up.
Mine too.
Me too.
So that's cool. 3 new comics. It's all we're getting is 3, though. He said they're not going to be producing any more because one of the actual guys on the team funded it out of his own pocket just to get mini comics in the line.
Huh.
So Mattel's not even like paying the bill for these mini comics. It's one of the
shame on you, Mattel.
Yeah. So we're getting them though. That's pretty cool.
So is the artwork like a hand like crayon drawn?
Yeah, I helped draw it.
Like they put their finger down and put the loop over and then drew eyes and a mouth.
I gotta say, tell you stingy sometimes.
Yeah.
How many billions of profit do you need to make before you can be like, I'll give them a little.
They don't have the money, dude.
They got money.
This is a tough economy.
They got all the money.
They're Saudi Arabian bosses.
They got so much of my money, I decided to cut my subscriptions down.
Yeah? What are you getting for subscriptions this next year?
Just two.
What'd you get last year?
That's it. I'm not even going to do Voltron because I'm so irritated by giving Mattel all the money.
What? Anywho.
Crazy.
Well, then they showed off.
Plus, where we all go like, this is my Voltron collection. And you're like, well, this is my Voltron collection. And he's going to be like, this is my Voltron collection. I don't care.
We just paint it. Just draw, like, stripes on it, like the car lots do when the car's sitting there for, like, a week. Like, we got to get something new on this. And they pinstripe it. Just pinstripe all your Voltron guys.
I'm going to rip the heads off of them and put them on different lines. Customs.
Oh, okay.
Customs.
Okay, why not?
Anyway, then they showed off the 30th anniversary stuff.
Yes, they're doing a new line called the 30th anniversary line. It's six figures. It is not part of the subscription, which means we all have to go fight Maddie Collector to buy these figures. They're also only being printed one time, so they will never reissue these six figures.
They're printing figures now.
Printing, whatever.
Printing figures.
Geez. Manufacturing. Mm-hmm. Printing. They're only making these figures.
Dirt is one like time. YouTube. He is the YouTube comment guys. Oh, now they're printing stuff. That's who you are.
I'm novelty nostalgia for them.
Yes,
night.
We know.
Yeah, make sure you point out every little error we make. Just so we know, in case we didn't already know.
That's true. You do that.
You and Dirt?
No.
Sorry, Dave.
Six figures. All six figures are original characters, so they're characters that have never actually been in the line before. And they're kicking it off with the Fearless Photog, which, if anybody doesn't know, is...
It's the one you designed as a child in your contest.
The one I apparently designed.
Rick made it.
Designed by Nathan Bittner in the original 80s contest. So it's a figure we were supposed to get, never did. Like, what, 30 years later or whatever, 25 years later, we're finally getting it.
Supply the kid from Naperville.
No, they are. No,
no.
They're free figures.
25. No.
He gets 25 of them.
Or yeah. 24, actually.
This is how the rights went. Scott calls him. The kid answers. Hey, remember that figure you make? Yeah, you're going to make that? Yeah, we're thinking about making it. Can we have all your rights? Sure, I just want to see it made. Haha, gotcha. Oh, by the way, we'll send you... couple copies of the figure.
Oh, gotcha.
Thanks for making us a lot more money. Click
Topanga
buy.
And hung up on
it. Topanga. Yep. That's how that went.
Now, apparently he called Nathan.
You gotta pay for your own shipping.
and they're shipping them all separately. You can't combine the shipping on those, so...
No, they got the info from eman.org guy.
Yeah, because somebody had just done an interview
with him. And then they just shipped it to his old address.
I guess he didn't even... Yeah, from when he was a kid. I guess he didn't even know that there was a new... he didn't even know there was a new Masters line. He had no idea that he was back around.
He's like, I work in investment banking. I don't play with toys anymore, but whatever.
Dude got $100,000 college tuition when he won the contest back then.
$100,000.
$100,000.
In 1986.
Yeah.
He could have went to Duke.
Well, he ended up going to MIT, apparently.
Or someplace good.
Oh, yeah, like MIT. Whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So, where it's like $1,100.
So, yeah, he got that for... I think that's why they were just kind of like...
actually a good deal.
I think that's why they were just like, look, we already gave you $100,000. We can't really give you anything else. Can we just go ahead and make that toy finally? But apparently he was real cool, and he was just like, yeah, absolutely do it.
I always said no.
Signed off on it.
I always said no.
Yeah, because you're a jerk.
No, because that figure would have to be made at some point.
And then you know what, happened? Scott and Alec would have went on the internet and said, we tried to get this made. He said no. And then all the He-Man fans would have hunted that dude down.
And read his bio.
Beat it on his door.
Logistics.
I would have said, all I wanted was a hug, and he wouldn't do it. He's racist. That's what I would have said.
That's what you would have said.
Whether or not it made sense
or not. He wouldn't hug me because he's racist.
He threatened my dad.
You heard
grandma.
It here. The toy guru, racist.
Because you know what you're going to hear? You know what people are going to hear? They're not going to hear that all he wanted was a hug. That's dumb. They're going to hear, oh, he's a racist. So, this...
I'm canceling my subscription.
Then he's like, ha-ha, balls in your court, Scott.
Anyway, none of that happened. So he said, yeah, go ahead and make my figure.
Well, so, Photog's kicking off the line. The second figure in the line is by Eric Treadaway of the Four Horsemen. Drago Man. It's like this dragon-looking character. Brand new
super
guy.
Cool.
Very cool-looking. And they're doing three more figures in that line that are all done by different artists. One of them is being designed by Jeff Johns.
Who is not an artist.
Or whatever.
He's a writer.
Okay.
Yes, yes. He's going to write a description.
Yeah, there you go.
The figures are being
printed. Make him look kind of beefy and give him a sword.
Then there is a... I think they said, like, Mattel in-house guys were going to design two of them. And then the sixth one is actually going to be part of the new Creative Character Contest that they're running again. So they're actually running a new contest. People can submit their own entries. They did stress that you know that if you draw up some kind of character and send it into Mattel, it's instantly Mattel's property. So you're signing over the rights just by sending it to them.
No, I didn't sign anything saying that.
They stressed that a billion
times.
So
if you're going to use them in a different comic or something that you're making,
so don't submit a character that you're ever planning on using for anything.
Because I'm going to make the...
Once you give it to Mattel, it's theirs. And if they want to make a figure of it in a year, they will, and you don't get anything out of it.
Hey, so can I make, like, the X-Men and send it to them and Mattel will own them?
Probably not.
I think that's how that works. This loophole.
Like, look, that's my Otis McGill wearing two claws.
I'm kind of thinking about drawing a picture of Mosquito and calling him Mosquito Man and sending it to him to see if that works.
I'm gonna make the virile Vidog.
Well, now see,
virile Vidog,
and he's got a video camera.
Oh,
you know, and that
are you gonna?
We should make a Scalpore.
Scalpore.
Uh huh. And he's just. Wow.
Real name BG.
Product. Is it just me? Am I even not a
workshop? Just take a picture of Scott and send it to him.
What was that?
That was the pose that you're going to do in the picture.
So I'm like the Captain Lou Albano, like LJN figure.
Hey, thumbs up.
Hey, there, you could be worse.
That's true. You're worse, Elizabeth.
We could do
Miss Elizabeth.
We could do a scan. You could be one of the scan figures.
Real scan. Yeah.
Well, no, they only want an 8x11 drawing. If you send them anything else, they're going to throw it away. If it's a picture of on a 4x7 or 5x7 picture, it gets thrown away.
He says, don't send them sculpts or custom figures. He says, if you want to actually sculpt or customize a figure, you have to take a picture of it and send the picture.
8x11 or it doesn't matter.
He says they don't want the actual. He says don't send them figures because they won't actually use them for the contest.
If it's anything but 8x11, trash.
So then on top of that, they announced a bunch of other, like, they announced the Star Sisters 3-pack, which is another one of those fan-demanded things for
a long time. And did you get my email? Because you sure didn't respond to me.
Yeah.
I think you're mad.
I think you're having a problem with emails.
Yeah, maybe we didn't get your
email. You keep sending these emails to people.
Well, I just looked it up, and I did send it to you. I'll show you in a second. Anyway, I looked up the Star Sisters and where they came from. They were on one episode for about 10 seconds.
Right, they were in one episode.
And Tallstar did one thing, and then that was it.
There is there's prototypes out there though,
but why are they fan demanded?
It's just like Hero and Eldor. It's one of those things where these photos of these figures that were supposed to come out in the '80s got leaked, and ever since then, people have been wanting those figures.
Because had they released those figures and people liked them, they would have continued to write them into the story.
Yeah,
so it just happened to close. So.
And yeah, so those are coming. We get Battlegrounds Evil Lynn, which is 2000X colors Evil Lynn.
She looks sweet.
Not the yellow one. She looks very
good. Oh, she's not in a gold bikini?
She's wearing the purple outfit, and she's got the pale skin instead of the yellow skin. And she's got an extra head, so she's got the helmet off with the white hair.
But no bikini?
No bikini. Oh. No, they didn't put her in a bikini like Teela. By the way, did you see Bikini Teela was just walking around the Mattel booth? That was their... Scott told me that Nightlick told me that he wants Bikini Teela to be the new Slave Leia at Comic Con. He wants girls to start coming dressed up like her. I was like, that'll never happen.
But you're hoping it does.
Like that would be awesome, but that'll never happen.
It's better than morbidly obese Power Girl goes.
With a doll.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, why would no? These are the old ones. I don't know why anybody would want those.
Princess of Power fans want them.
You are
both of them.
Wow.
Both Princess of Power fans
were? Bogus. Wow. Bogus.
Hey, this is a bad podcast.
What else was there? God, I can't remember. It's like overload. I don't even remember anymore. A lot of cool things. Whatever. I'm buying them all.
Did they announce Backdoor?
Yeah.
Backdoor?
They did.
He's a backdoor kind of guy?
He's next year's exclusive. They announced him early.
Backdoor Teela?
Seahawk.
Backdoor Teela?
Backdoor Teela.
There you go.
Oh, my. Well, listen, Rick, what do you think about
PG-13 this? Podcast, everybody.
What do you think about the figures?
Might
Have
be
you seen them
any time now.
I've seen them. I did think that it was kind of funny that Flipshot, who...
Oh, Icarius. Icarius.
For October, that guy who was running his mouth at C2E2 was right. That told me that he knew somebody or whatever. And
oh, that is right.
In October.
That is right.
He was totally right.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, Rick, one less than us, would talk to that guy that was friends with a guy that was friends with the Four Horsemen that told him that Flipshot was coming out.
Oh.
And he was right.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah, Flipshot's cool. He's a really good-looking figure. I couldn't believe the work that they put
Flipshot.
In him.
Is that a hockey? Wasn't that a hockey movie?
Yes.
Flipshot?
Yes, that's what it is.
They actually
is it a hockey He-Man figure?
They actually can't even call him Flipshot because Nerf owns that name, so they're calling him Icarius, which was his name outside of the United States. which is probably a cooler name anyway, actually. Hikaria sounds cool.
Yeah, that's what that, yeah, but, that was his original name, and Mattel switched it because it sounded more action figure-y.
Yeah, they switched it to Flipshot in the 80s for us U.S., for us Americans, to make it sound like a cooler action figure.
Kind of like Batman. Batman in Europe was Black Guy. And then we brought him to America, and he's like, look, he's
and
Batman.
Then we brought him to America.
And now he's Batman.
I have no idea.
What was Superman's original Norwegian name?
No, he's American.
No, he's...
Fly guy.
Fly dude.
It was Fly Dude in Europe.
So I like the Icarus figure so much because he's got the interchangeable heads with the helmet, and on the helmet the visor comes down. Sweet. Plus he's got
action feature.
He's got the removable jetpack that has removable rockets that you can flick out of it.
Action feature.
He's got rockets on his wrists that come off. I mean, he's almost got all go back these,
on. Wait, can you flick them?
I don't know.
You can flick the missiles off the out of his backpack.
Yeah, but not the ones on his arm.
No, they just come out.
Dude, you want
but, like, I just thought it was really cool, all the details they put into that figure.
I'm not saying I want it, I'm just asking.
Oh, Fisto. Okay. Fisto is not
Fisto
good
looked
one.
Good.
Fisto was
two
awesome.
Heads. Yeah. Same head, they just added the headband.
Get the sword, finally? Finally we get the sword. Yep.
Yeah, you have that sword. It's a custom, though. Yeah,
I have Joe Amaro's version. Yes, I do. But
does he know you have his version?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know maybe you just like sent it to snuck him. To his booth one time or
stole
something.
Stole it, bro. Take that, Joe.
It's also funny that...
What do you know, Joe?
On the on the Awesome Find video you did last week, they did a few... Who did those heads anyway? What was his name? They did the
Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Kevin did a few of those heads that are now coming out, like the Filmation Skeletor.
That's an Alcala Skeletor, not Filmation.
What do you mean?
Alcala Skeletor. Alcala is Alfredo Alcala is the artist that did the first few mini comics, and that head's based on the appearance in the first mini comic.
Does it look like a Filmation, though?
No, it was way more demon-y. The teeth are all jagged and crooked. It had the red eyes.
Maybe I didn't look at it.
Yeah, it's awesome looking.
What about
you were
white haired? No, I wasn't drunk until Saturday night.
But the white haired Lynn, you're totally right about that, because he did make one of those.
What else? Wasn't there something else, too? Maybe that was it.
I don't know. It might have been it.
It's only half of the stuff I say is true.
Zombie Sorceress? Was that
true.
That was the same
true.
One?
Yeah. Sorceress is...
So, what else? Anything else like, super exciting happened there that we were happy about?
Well, that was basically the news for us, because we obviously only care about toys, but...
Yeah, like Hasbro, I don't even think they like the biggest thing I saw at the Hasbro booth was they had the first wave of Marvel Legends out there, including the Build-A-Figure.
Yeah, which was nice.
It was
who's
neat
the
seeing it. I don't
can't
even,
say.
I don't even remember.
Squash guy.
Squash
Wolfman.
Yep. No, that's the problem is like...
Wolfman.
I think they're doing a little bit better job this time because they do look nicer than Hasbro's first attempt at Marvel Legends. Of course, these were prototypes, so maybe they won't.
No, I think it was just the packaging that looked terrible.
Well, the paint world was always really bad on them, too, I thought. They weren't nearly as detailed looking as the Toy Biz ones. I never thought.
They're poopy. And their body sculptures were, like, way off.
The sculpts were bad. But I don't know. I have no interest in the Marvel. I've totally lost interest in Marvel Legends. I know there's a lot of people that are excited about them. I'm over.
Well, there's been
Marvel
so
Legends.
Many lines of Marvel Legends
yeah,
that
I'm over it.
You
over
have
it.
Every character guaranteed.
They had a ton of Marvel Universe figures out, which was cool. But mostly they were focusing on Captain America, Thor, Iron Man. That's what the bulk
right.
of their stuff was. So,
you know, Hasbro should go send a little couple of spies over to the Four Horsemen Studios and be like, look,
yeah.
here's a pile of money.
Yeah.
You got these Marvel Legends. Help us out.
Help us out. No kidding, dude. Well, if anybody could do it, it'd be them. But
and then you'd have
Four
Horsemen
Star Wars.
Oh, then
we'd have DC classic-style Marvel Legends, and they would be amazing.
Well, and then you have Star Wars, Four Horsemen Star Wars.
Arn Anderson doesn't know how to sculpt, so they'd just come out looking really weird. And then, you know, you just
also
get all these figures.
Ric Flair knows how to sculpt, though.
All these figures are just in, that. Like, doing this woo pose. They all have their mouth open. It's just like, that's
I just think the fans
looking.
Want that.
Yeah, the Star Wars stuff was, I mean, like, I looked at all the Star Wars stuff. The Transformers section was remarkably small. They barely had anything on display for
what
Transformers.
In the Star Wars, what was the Lando figure with the cloak? Is that a deleted scene that's coming out?
Oh, they did have a lot of, like, deleted scene type characters.
Okay.
So that might have been what
I was
wondering.
Was.
I'll tell you what, though. Like, I looked at all that stuff, and...
Did they have fat
I'm
guy
like,
in a fuzzy vest Jabba the Hutt?
I didn't
yes.
know. No, but you know what? I would totally buy a fat
yeah, no,
guy in a fuzzy
I would.
Vest Jabba
I would
the
buy
Hutt.
It.
That would be awesome.
Only if they call it that. I want it.
The deleted scene, deleted scene from episode 4. I don't know, man. Like, I'm looking at all the Hasbro stuff, like the Star Wars things and the Marvel things and all that kind of stuff, and it's just like, I'm done with all that, I think. I don't care about it anymore. Oh, so we went to this Ninja Turtles event.
Oh, jeez. How did we forget that? Yeah.
Who does Ninja Turtles
match? We went to a pizza party.
Woo!
Where we didn't get no pizza.
Because we missed they it. Had, did you make your book it goal for the month?
They had thousands of slices, but I really only saw about 10 pizzas.
Yeah, and we didn't get any because we got there late. They were already done serving the pizza when we got there. But we got to watch the... It was basically a panel, but they had this panel at this off-site pizza place. So, you know, it was inconvenient, but whatever. We got there. And it was kind of cool because they basically just... They showed off some stuff from the new cartoon coming out. They revealed Shredder for the first time, so we got to see what Shredder looks like.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they were, like, super stupid on security here. There was no photos or videos or cell phones allowed in this place because they really don't want their stuff to leak. But
kind of like the Dark Knight preview from
so they showed off that kind of stuff. They revealed Shredder. They showed the new comic book that Kevin Eastman's working on, which looks just like the old stuff, which is awesome. So they're going back to doing that stuff. And then they teased us with the new figures from Playmates, which was really cool and totally solidifies this thing that this event that happened a couple months ago. Because we're standing there, and the guy from Playmates comes up to the microphone.
And wait, where was this?
Yes, you did. It was at this pizza place, right? And we're in this room. Are you guys done? We good? Are we actually doing this podcast thing?
No.
So we're in this room, right, in this pizza place, and they kind of got this all decked out in, like, this urban thing, so there's, like, dumpsters and stuff laying around. So the Playmates guy comes up with the microphone, and he starts talking, talks about revealing the figures, and all of a sudden, the lids fly open on these dumpsters, and, like, these things, like, raise up out of the dumpsters, and they got all the action figures sitting on them. It was amazing. So we got these up close look at all the new figures, which look really, really cool. They did not show the Ninja Turtles classics, which everybody keeps asking me if they showed. They did not show those. The only thing they showed were the four turtles and Shredder from the new animated series.
And some vehicles.
And two vehicles.
How'd they look?
A motorcycle. They looked really cool.
Surprisingly good.
Surprisingly good. Like, these are probably some of the best Turtles figures Playmates has ever
put. Are these mass market retail, or do I have to get a subscription to Pizza Place Club?
They will be mass market retail. They are very articulated. They look like they're on the level with stuff like DC Classics, Masters of the Universe Classics.
They seem a little bit like NECA influence. But the only weird thing is the bottom half of the Turtles seem a little weird. Really? Like the thighs and the feet.
The feet look weird because then they've got like four toes now or whatever. Instead of like they used to have two toes in front. Yeah. Now they've got three toes in front and then the one in the back, and it looks really weird. I mean, or like their feet kind of round off. Yeah, they got big round feet with three toes sticking out the front, and it just looks kind of strange.
Yeah, because the toes are like giant. Yeah, toes. Like sausages, man.
But they actually look really cool, and they were short. So, like, Shredder was a lot taller than them. They made the turtle shorter than Shredder, and I liked that.
Yeah.
So, this looks like they were doing better with the scale and all that kind of stuff. So, honestly, these look like they're going to be a really good set of figures, and I really wish they would have let us take pictures.
Did they give you a suggested retail price?
No, they sure didn't. But we did
$34.99.
We did get ninja masks.
Where are they now?
And
where are they?
Ninja Turtle USB flash drive.
And a USB flash drive.
Yeah. What was on it?
I haven't looked.
PDFs of... of the poster, so not even in picture format, and something called the Ninja Manual, Urban Ninja Manual in PDF that was corrupted.
Oh,
nice!
That's good. Mm-hmm. So, can you read it?
So, I have no idea what that is.
Whatever.
So, good job. They used very cheap China, like, it's the flash drives with a little China sticker on the back, so you know it's the crappiest flash drive they could
possibly get.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So, you freak out over this free Ninja Turtle flash drive?
Well, if you're going to give a flash drive, make it usable.
Why?
So we can use it.
No.
I said that, right? Usable.
Yeah.
And not PDFs.
So, I don't know. That was a pretty cool thing. But I got to say, like, after looking at all the stuff that they showed off at Comic-Con, I'm kind of I'm excited, yet also like, oh, crap, everything's going to cost so much money. Because I kind of came to the realization that, you know, within this next year here, I'm going to have Masters of the Universe, Thundercats, Ninja Turtles and Voltron, which are like four of my biggest childhood toy lines that are all back, slapping me in the face, going, come buy me. And I'm just like, ugh.
But there's no Polly Pocket yet, so you're okay for a while.
That's right, no Polly Pocket. I'm okay. I don't have to do that. But that's kind of where I've come to the decision where, like, I'm not even going to bother with anything else. I'm like, I don't care about Star Wars. I definitely don't care about Transformers. I'm not going to try picking up G.I. Joe. I have to just focus on these other things because that's going to cost me too much money as it is. Those other four lines.
You realize you don't have to buy every figure in the line.
Yes, I do. You're wrong.
Oh, okay. My mistake.
You got it wrong. I have to.
Look at Thundercats. There's like how many multiple lines.
I know, and I'm probably going to buy all of them because I like the new stuff and I like
the
role
play.
Oh, yeah, I'm buying the Sword of Omens.
Dude, I'm buying the sword, the dagger, and the claw.
And then me and Dirt are going to run around and fight each other.
Should we do one like that old Star Trek episode of that new toy smell we did where we were smacking each other with
window
scrapers? Only if
we can get blasted with a really bad phaser shot for no reason.
I just want to pose with the sword like Sad Boy.
All right, so...
You get the dagger, we get the swords.
The Sad Boy. I forgot about the Sad Boy.
Sad Boy, those are the best pictures ever.
The Sad Boy of the Thundercats stuff, yeah. Here's my Sword of Omens. So, all right, from guys who didn't go to San Diego, what was the thing that you liked the most? You three.
The chick dressed as Princess Alora?
Yeah!
I mean, that's... toys, though.
That was pretty awesome.
I tell you, it's not the Voltron Force that looks like the Stealth. I don't know. Maybe when it comes out, it'll work out.
I like the Voltron Force stuff, but I totally
that black
do,
line looks too much like the Stealth.
I do get the Stealth.
Although those were prototypes, like you could see how they were carved and painted.
They're not
the actual toys.
He said they kind of decided last minute to sneak peek it.
Yeah, so they're
not ready. By
I'm holding out hope that the shape changes a little bit because it looks way too much like the Stealth Voltron. But
notice they also had like little like PVC lines too that were like poses.
But I have to say that the actual. Mattel one looks fantastic. I cannot wait for that. The Club Lion Force, that's the only subscription. I don't do Master subscription. I'm not going to do a DC subscription.
You're going to sign up for your first
My
Mattel
first
subscription.
I'm going to break my subscription virginity, and I'm going to get the
Pop
Club
the
Lion
cherry.
Force. So that's how it's going to be.
It's going to hurt the first time.
I got to pay for these figures! Because I'm going to do that same way. Like, oh, wait, does Kelly know that, hey, I got to borrow $50 to pay a bookie, because I made some bad bets, and then I can pay for my Voltron lines.
Awesome. All right, what about you, Rick?
Super stoked about Filmation.
Yeah?
Like, that's really awesome.
Are you going to get the subscription to get Shadow Weaver?
What Filmation characters do you want to see get made?
The Screaming Peasant from the opening scene of the...
I want the Demon Knights, but... Or the Robot Knights.
Robot Knights.
Oh, but no. Yep. No, can't do that.
Robot Knights.
That requires a lot of new tooling.
Yep, they're 100% unique sculpts, so they can't do those yet.
They can just make PVC, I don't care.
Everybody else will.
Granomir.
They're doing Granomir.
Woo!
$80.
$80, and he's going to be red.
He won.
He won the vote.
That's awesome. I would like to see a Filmation version of Count Marzo.
Oh, that would be cool. I asked about that, too, and he also told me that they probably wouldn't be doing that anytime soon.
I bet Count Marzo
like, no!
on the board would like
I was
to
like,
Count
we need,
Marzo.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, we need a Filmation Count Marzo with some black flowers. And he's like, that would be cool, but that's a lot of new sculpting. And we've already got a Count Marzo out there, and I think we'd rather get to some of these other characters first that don't have a figure yet.
I
was like, ah, okay, that's fair.
I'll sculpt it.
Malakta.
I want Icer. Icer and Chakotay.
Batros
would be awesome.
Seahawk.
Seahawk is a must. We have to get Seahawk.
Bravestar.
And
once they do that, Bravestar.
Bravestar.
Awesome.
Bravestar. Hey, that's Filmation. Good point.
Right,
that's Filmation. Bravestar. Fat Albert? Yeah, why not?
Hey, I have the power.
The Ghostbusters? Not the real Ghostbusters. The Filmation
the
Ghostbusters.
Fake ones.
Where the African American man turned into a monkey? Is that the one?
Yeah, yes.
What?
The big monkey.
They got in trouble
know.
For that.
What?
I read that somewhere.
Hey, you read that somewhere. Okay, what about you, Super Fan Ben? What are you excited about?
WWE Legends, Gobbledygooker, of course.
Gobbledygooker.
Louder. Get closer to the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Voting for the next Legends figures. That's pretty exciting. I'm very upset that they're not at retail anymore, but getting the option to get first Miss Elizabeth figure. There you go.
Miss Elizabeth!
You gonna vote for her? I did.
You already did? A few times. Uh-oh.
Of course. Ben.
So hit Demolition Crush and Miss Elizabeth.
Ben's rigging the
for
vote.
An hour straight.
Ben's rigging the vote.
Dude, right. She's going to win. That's easy.
She probably
That's
will.
That's an easy one.
She's only had one
I don't know.
Figure since the LJN series in the 80s, and that was like some crappy two-pack picture.
If it becomes, if it's between her and Papa Shango, that's a tough one.
I got it. You want it?
Papa Shango.
I got it. You want it?
Okay. Okay. I'll take it. All right, Killen, what's your favorite thing from Con? Probably the...
I guess I'm happy about LEGO getting the Marvel and DC. Either one would have been good. Both of them is great. That's just endless possibilities, and I'm more into the minifigs than I am the actual sets, so I'm hoping for some good like battle packs or something.
Sweet.
Woo!
Cash.
Saturday night getting drunk.
All right.
We're not going to talk about that?
The movie?
The movie's good.
That's cool. The movie. Oh, yeah, you guys are the Star Wars movie.
Yeah, so me and Scotty also at the con got to go and premiere the Lego Star Wars movie called Padawan Menace that premiered on Friday on the Cartoon Network. So if it, you should be able to, you know, check your
local listings.
We went and seen it Saturday, didn't we?
No, we saw Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Really?
Thursday. Yeah. Wow. Anyways, so here's what's cool. We went to the theater, and what they do is they give you a ticket, and you can go up there and get any size drink you want, a free popcorn, any candy you want. And then you guys
You guys did that at the same time I did the Voltron.
Yeah, thing. So it's cool. So we go to the theater, we watch the movie, which is really funny. Probably one of the best Lego movies they made. Definitely more entertaining than the last couple. And then they give us a little goodie bag that includes a mini Kid Han figure.
Kid Han Solo.
Which is great. And then they are pre-ordering the item at Walmart right now. If you go to Walmart.com and get and pre-order the Blu-ray, it's $13. And not only do you get that, but you also get the mini Kid Han figure.
The Blu-ray is only $13.
If you pre-order it at Walmart right now.
Wow.
That's a pretty good deal for a
Blu-ray. So you'll get that figure that's exclusive to that pack. It's actually in the packaging. And you get the Blu-ray and I think DVD too. Blu-ray and DVD combo.
What, is there a downloadable copy?
I don't know. That I don't care about.
I have to be able to watch it on my phone.
So, it's very important. So whether or not you care about the movie or not, people are going to buy it just for that figure, but that movie was actually really, really good.
It was. And then Yoda said, peace out.
So it's safe for kids?
Oh, and you get a... And here's a spoiler, but you get to see the George Lucas Lego.
Yeah.
Because he comes out and kicks Darth Vader.
Twice.
Three times.
Wait, hold on. Is the embargo been lifted? Are we allowed to even talk about this? Okay.
Yeah, they told us not to talk about anything. Yeah, but when we first got in there, they handed this little coupon thing, and it was like, any size drink, popcorn, and candy. And I was like, what's this? And they're like, go up there and get all your stuff. And I was like, what? So we got a ginormous bladder buster soda, popcorn, and any kind of candy we wanted. So
popcorn is kind of stale.
Oh, popcorn for sure from like a week ago. from last year's con.
Yeah, they were like, you gotta give out something for free.
But the candy was great because you got the big old monster bag of candy.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, for sure. King size movies theater, $7 a bag of candy.
Sweet. Oh, and they gave me a press pass to Legoland if I want to go.
Are you going?
I don't know.
So what? Yeah, for you press members, if you guys want to come see Legoland, just let me know and I'll get you some passes. It's like, what?
It's just that easy.
Why are we still sitting here? Let's go.
So we're thinking we're going to go to Disneyland. We should just see if we can get some tickets for free. We don't have to pay for that at all.
Hey, we're pressed at the Lego event. Can we get free tickets to Disneyland?
Disney will probably charge you, like, extra.
Oh, your press? Yo, it's $200.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
We got a special deal for press members.
Well, that way I can try to get my daughter in for free, and I won't have to spend all that money. Like, can we press pass a resort, too? And some food?
I want to review how I sleep in this hotel.
Get some French toast.
Some French toast.
Like, French you get to stay in the all castle, because you're doing a press thing, right? Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So, I think we're winding down on our San Diego talk.
Yeah.
I think we're getting,
I'm sick of talking about it.
We sound like we're boring ourselves talking about
it. I'm sick of San Diego, just like I'm sick of Superfan Ben.
Are we not going to talk about we checked everybody's IDs? People falling on their faces?
What?
Okay, never mind.
So, yeah, at the He-Man party, me and Scott got totally drunk, and we decided we were going to be bouncers at the front of the bar.
After they closed the bar down.
We walked up front, started checking IDs, trying to offer specials to get people in the door.
The guy was like, you close at 3, that's in 15 minutes. I was like, no, we're open until 5 tonight. And he's like, how'd you do that? I was like, can't say. He's like, you want to go in $20 all night? That ain't bad. And I was like, what are we going to do if they try to pay me? I can't do that. So and what about the, what about...
We were checking IDs, and like, we were both so hammered. He's looking at the ID like he's cross-eyed.
I couldn't see it, dude. I was like, wow.
And I had the idea, and I'm like, is 1989 okay?
He looks over and goes, what year should we be checking for? I was like, I don't know.
It'd be 89. 89
we're like, go ahead and go, dude. That's what he said, 89. Yeah. That's
I was like,
good.
Go ahead, man, go ahead. and then we heard, hey, what are you guys doing here? Well, your bouncer's lesson. Like, we don't have any bouncers. And then I just took off down the street.
I'm like, where are you going? And I'm sitting there, and then, like, she comes out like, hey, what are you guys doing? Where are you back here? I go, no, I told him no. And then black dude come walking by trying to get a cigarette. And I don't know even now how this got started, but I started calling him Hetty Murphy. And I kept going, Hetty Murphy! And then Damien started getting mad at me, acting like he was protecting this dude.
What?
Yes, you were sitting in that chair and you were telling me to get on down the damn road. Sween was, his throat had to be hurting because he couldn't breathe. Sween was dying, and you kept telling me, get on down here, get out of here! And you were telling me
I was just yelling you because you were walking by. I wanted to tell you to get down the street.
And then a black dude comes up, and he whispers in my ear that not to mess with you, seriously, because you are his security guard, and you know Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I said, oh, God. And he goes, yeah, seriously, man, you don't want to mess with him. You like, you got a cigarette? I'm like, no, I don't have a cigarette. But, yeah, I should don't. Mess with you.
There. Maybe you should carry cigarettes for next year.
No, you are a
just
total,
in case.
Badass.
I am.
And he was telling me all about it.
That was my brother.
Do you know Brazilian jiu-jitsu?
No, he can't spell any of it either.
Apparently.
Or do you know Moroccan jiu-jitsu?
Look, all I know is I was running security up in there, and had there been a problem, somebody would have found out.
And then outside of the bar where we were checking these IDs, they had this, like where like a tree would be, like in a boulevard or something, you know, like planted. Well, they uprooted it and didn't smooth it out. So there was just like this hill, and all these drunk people would walk by. It was just face plant. Literally trip and fall on their face until Damien started ruining it and warning everybody, watch your step. I'm going, dude, you got to stop. And about that time, we hear, crash, boom. And we look over, and dude's just sprawled out. Next door, dude was just hammer drunk, laying on the ground, and his buddies are like dragging him, like, he's drunk. We're not carrying him. So they're just dragging this dude downtown San Diego. But that was a good time.
That was a great time.
From Comic-Con.
From what I remember.
I don't remember what happened inside. I was so drunk. I don't know how we just walked outside.
You had a lot.
I know. I don't know either.
Pixel Dan was... You had more than I did for sure.
I had like 10 you Jack had 10. And Cokes.
He was to the point where he was just like quiet. He was drunk quiet. Like,
no, he was fine. You were fine. Like
I talked to people all night. I don't
like it started like it went away or something. And my throat ended up getting on fire because screaming and.
And then you two had a fight.
Who did fist fight
you
in the streets
to the death?
To the death.
I'm Pixel Dan.
Who won?
I think
won?
Actually I screamed at him and that was about it.
We almost got a fight because you know we're yelling at all the people running by or walking by.
I was checking IDs of people that didn't want to come in. They're like, why do you want my ID? I don't even want to come in.
He
I
said,
like, ID.
Some dude's like, we need an ID to walk down the sidewalk. And Scott's like, yep, let me see your ID.
He's like, I'm not showing you my ID. So I was like, no, ID, bro. You're not going anywhere. You're walking around.
Curfew.
Jeez.
We can't say what I was yelling at all the chicks at walked by, can we?
Probably not. No.
All right.
I don't want to edit any more than I already have to. Awesome. All right, well, let's go ahead and end this off here. This is a good stopping point. So there's our San Diego Chaos. You guys can tell us what you thought of everything on the forums. So make sure you check that out, popculturenetwork.com. We're still posting photos and video from the event.
Mm-hmm.
Interviews are going up. There's like 1,000 photos on there right now. There should be some more soon. So lots of cool things to
That's
check
the most
out on
photos
the site.
We've ever taken.
Or taken.
You guys can post on the forums. Make sure you check out all of the original content on the site. And be sure to check out www.shoppcn.com for the official Pop Culture Network store.
You just sound so sure.
I was trying to make sure I was right. That's the first time I've plugged the URL. So
Yes. It's a new URL. And sadly, you just missed the grand opening sale.
Oh, boo.
Oh.
So the grand opening.
Yesterday was the last day for the sale, so it's done.
So lots of stuff on there, though, and we should be, were we going to have any San Diego stuff on the site?
As you're listening to this podcast, we're still receiving some San Diego Comic-Con exclusives that were not offered for pre-sale, and we do have some extra pre-sale stuff. Not too many, though. Most of it sold. So for the next couple of days, I'll probably put a button on the front page, and then you can kind of just click through it and see what we have that's available, but it's going to be kind of limited because... Like I said, we did sell a majority of it.
Sweet.
There you go.
All right, cool.
Don't forget, you can always call our 24-hour voicemail line. It's area code 217-953-4025.
Glad you have
Again,
that
nice. Is?
217-953-4025.
Right.
Please leave us voicemails and tell us to call you back at 4:02 a.m.
Gavin.
Because we won't. But, you know,
well,
you can do
no,
that.
I called him back. He wasn't there.
Yeah, I did call back once to talk to him.
You did, really?
Yeah, I did.
But that was exciting.
Hey, are you ever going to do that Darth Vader video?
That. Darth Vader.
Yeah, you know, the many versions of Darth Vader.
Oh, am I or are you?
No, you.
Me? That's Why would I do that?
That's all you.
Why? I'm not.
It was your idea.
Oh, it was my idea.
I remember you talking about it.
Oh, right. That was my idea to do a Darth Vader video.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
Superfan Ben.
It's Erdrick.
Your Lord Killing.
Nah, killing.
And I'm not.
I'll see you guys next week.